Welcome. Welcome to you all to this, our worship on Advent Sunday. Goodness, it's the end of November and here we are at the fourth Sunday before Christmas. The Advent calendars in the messy church bags have been delivered, over 150 of them, to all the primary schools on the peninsula. A gift from the local churches for the young folk to enjoy the countdown to Christmas with the Advent calendar. There are some other activities and things, all they need to make a Christingle, everything apart from the orange. And we hope that families enjoy that activity during Advent. Today, we light the first of our Advent candles. The first one, a candle for hope. Our world needs hope at this time. Hope for a vaccine. Hope for those who are in despair. Hope for those who have lost loved ones, have lost a livelihood, have lost certainty, have lost hope. We light a candle that brings light into the darkness. We're now going to watch and listen to a reflection which was inspired by a candle in a window in a cottage on the island of Egg, and a painting that illustrates something of light and darkness.
A candle stands on the windowsill in a cottage on the Scottish island of Eig. Winifred Nicholson, who painted this picture, loved colour, and her pictures are full of it. And a recurring theme is windows, often with vases of flowers. But this picture is unusually dark. Above and below the flaring candle are bands of grey and deep blue, whilst the landscape outside the window is reduced to abstract strokes of colour. The candle doesn't seem to have been lit at night, for the colours outside are bright. It is the inside that is dark, with these deep, rich tones of blues and greys, suggesting the darkness of the room. The bright light of the candle, deep yellow and vermilion red, contrasts strongly with the interior of the house. If you looked in from outside, you would see a candle flame bright in the deep darkness. In daylight, the flame of a candle is almost invisible. It needs darkness for its light to show. In the same way, hope means little in sunny good times. It needs the deep blues and greys of our dark times to show us where the light is. A candle doesn't give much light, just enough to see the way forward. Hope is that candle flame, flaring bravely in the dusk, drawing us onwards, showing us that the dark too is full of colour. On Christmas Eve, we hear the beginning of John's Gospel read. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Christ is the candle, burning brightly to give us hope, bringing the dark and the light together.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of mystery and majesty, comfortingly close and disturbingly distant, worryingly near and comfortably far away, we bring ourselves tentatively into awareness of your presence, wondering what today's encounter may bring. Will we be awed by your greatness or humbled by your vulnerability? Will we know without a doubt that you are here, or grieve for the old certainties now gone? If you did come among us once, do we really expect you to come again? All these thoughts are in our minds as we prepare to celebrate the birth of a child who grew into a man in whom your spirit was so powerfully distilled that they called him Emmanuel, God with us. Eternal God, we want and need you to be with us now, but we fear your presence too. Will you come with words of comfort? Or words of judgment? Will you be pleased with what you find and the welcome you receive, or will we disappoint you and reject you as we did before? We have plenty of sins to confess. We have not been good stewards of creation. We have not made the best use of our time. We have not lived up to our own ideals, never mind your hopes for us. And we are sorry, but it is hard for us too, hard to know what to pray for, what to do for the best, hard to go on waiting and hoping as one year gives way to another and nothing seems to change. So deal gently with us, God. Come among us with encouragement and hope, as well as forgiveness. Show us a new and better way to live, and give us strength and courage to follow in your way. All our prayers, all our thoughts, we bring to you, our God, in Jesus' name. Amen. A reading from Mark chapter 13, reading from verse 24 to 37. In the days after that time of trouble, the sun will grow dark, the moon will no longer shine, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers in space will be driven from their courses. Then the Son of Man will appear, coming in the clouds with great power and glory. He will send the angels out to the four corners of the earth to gather God's chosen people from one end of the world to the other. Let the fig tree teach you a lesson. When its branches become green and tender and it starts putting out leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you will know that the time is near, ready to begin. Remember that all those things will happen before the people now living have all died. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows, however, when that day or hour will come. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, only the Father knows. Be on watch, be alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It will be like a man who goes away from home on a journey and leaves his servants in charge. After giving to each one his own work to do and after telling the doorkeeper to keep watch, be on your guard then, because you do not know when the master of the house is coming. It might be in the evening or at midnight or before dawn or at sunrise. If he comes suddenly, he must not find you asleep. What I say to you then is, watch. Amen. May God bless these words in our lives today.
Hi there. It's Sunday today, in case you hadn't noticed, but it's also the start of Advent. It's when usually the first of the Advent candles are lit. And that candle that is lit today symbolises hope. At the start of the darkest of times of year, the meteorological winter, we mark the coming of light to give hope in the darkness. The candle and its light might be only symbolic, but they are visible and a tangible expression of something much, much deeper. The very human need to have hope in life. No matter how desperate someone's life is, having hope makes an enormous difference. Whether it's in the aftermath of a personal tragedy, or through a life-changing accident or an illness, the death of a loved one, the loss of a job or a livelihood, or through a miscarriage. So much can change in an instant, and it feels like we're alone in a very dark place. All of these can bring loss of hope and the possibility and the potential that hope brings. And Christians are meant to be people who find hope, even in the darkest of circumstances. How on earth are we meant to do this when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, for example? And yet hope can be found in the tiniest of lights in darkness. It may just be somebody alongside you, no words, just their presence. Life happens. Good and bad happens, and how we deal with life really matters. I hope and I pray beside you is, one way or another, the flicker of hope that this is not how life is meant to be. And for people of faith, there is the belief that this is not how God meant our lives to be. For people 4,000 years ago, for example, in Isaiah's time, hope that invasion and annexation by the Babylonian Empire was not how life is meant to be. For people 2,000 years ago in Jesus' time, hope that invasion and annexation by the Roman Empire was not how life was meant to be. And for us today, in time of invasion by a virus, the annexation of our lives to the restrictions of trying to limit COVID, this is not how life is meant to be. For people living through war and famine or violence, hope is what makes a difference, the difference many times between life and death. For people throughout time, hope is the light in the darkness, the inner voice that gives courage, that gives comfort, that gives consolation. Hope is the reminder that there is something more than this. And for those who believe in God, it is the knowledge that there really is more. Life is indeed more than this. Signs of hope are all around us. They may be easily seen to the eye, but not registered by our soul. We may see a bud swelling and bursting with new leaves, opening into summer sunshine, giving the possibility of, later in the year, fruit to sustain us through the dark winter. Sometimes it's as simple as a new leaf. There are passages in the Bible that record the glories of nature all around us. The sun rising and the sun setting, no matter what happens, no matter whether anybody is there to see them. It's how they are meant to be. It is their potential fulfilled. There are many stories of hope coming to individuals, families, and nations through the birth of a baby. And at Advent, we start to look forward to that. Each baby is a wonder. How on earth do all those cells know what order to get themselves into to make a little human being? What actually kickstarts the living and the breathing? Have you ever watched the smallest of baby unclench its little tiny fist, unfurl its fingers? How does that happen? And then when the baby makes eye contact with you for the first time, at that moment there's a connection so deep, so much more than we will ever understand. In each baby born, there is hope. Hope that the baby will grow and be all it can be. That baby's potential in that tiny body, the possibility that it will have life in all its fullness. And during Advent, Christians want to commemorate the coming of the Messiah. We remember that in a baby, a slippery, vulnerable, crying, challenging newborn, came hope for the people of the world. The potential that there really is something different and the possibility of something new. In time of COVID, in winter darkness, and with Christmas coming, we see lots of adverts for individualistic, materialistic consumerism. There is darkness around us, and yet hope breaks in through Jesus Christ. Jesus was such a baby as we've just described, and he showed us how it is possible to live fulfilling lives in difficult circumstances. He showed us how to live with care, how to live with compassion and love for all he met. Jesus brought hope to the repressed people of his time. He quoted from Isaiah, who brought hope to the repressed people of his time too. Hope that this is not how life is meant to be, that there is potentially so much more. For Christians, Advent is a season of preparation for the coming of hope. Christians prepare for the miracle of the birth of Jesus. Think of the possibilities and the potential that comes with Jesus. And when you light that first candle on your Advent ring today, please remember that that candle symbolises hope in the darkness. Each time you open the door on your Advent calendar, you are counting down to the birth of hope, to the birth of Jesus. May you enjoy your chocolate Advent calendar. May you enjoy the light in the darkness. May you remember the story of hope that comes with Jesus. Amen.
And now let us pray. Creator God, we bring our prayers from a world in deep distress. There are signs and portents all around us, and no one to tell us what they mean. Fires and plagues and pestilence, a shaking up of all we thought we knew. Leaders who are corrupt or foolish or just as helpless as we all feel in the face of forces we cannot control. And yet we dare to believe that it is your world. We go on asserting that you care, not just because to do otherwise is unthinkable, but because the old stories have a hold on us, and we hold on to them. We kneel with shepherds and sages by the straw-filled crib, and we worship, we listen spellbound to the stories told on hilltop and sandy shore, and we are hooked. We watch aghast as softly the agony ends and the final breath escapes. We grieve and we despair. We wake early and we wonder if maybe, just maybe, new hope may come with the dawn. God of birth and growth, decline and death, God of whatever came before and whatever may come after, the brief, troubled lives that now we know, we commit to your care and keeping our lives and our loved ones. We bring to you the needs of our world and our worries on its behalf. We long for you to come and save us. May we be ready when you do. And continuing in a spirit of prayer, we bring all our gifts, we bring our hopes and our fears, our joys and our sadness, our joy and our despair. We bring our time, our talents, our wealth to be used to build up the kingdom of God. We bring our gifts, we dedicate them and ourselves. Loving God, you have given us everything we could possibly need to live well on this beautiful, fertile, fragile planet, which is both our temporary home and a sacred trust demanding our care. We have eyes with which to see the world's beauty, and consciousness with which to appreciate it. We have material resources and creative minds and hands with opposable thumbs. We have language with which to communicate and hearts equipped to love the other living creatures with whom we share our planet. And most of all, And best of all, we have your promised presence with us, always and everywhere, not just in the person of Jesus, but most tangible there. Accept these, our gifts, as a sign of our gratitude and our longing to walk by his side and follow in his ways. And we bring all our praying together as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Worship on this Advent Sunday comes to an end. Our journey through this Advent continues. And there will be various things happening. You can read all about them on the church websites. And I hope that this Advent journey will be a good one, a blessed one for you all. So as our worship ends, as we go about all that awaits us in the rest of this day, may you know God's blessing from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you, with all those you love, those you should love, and all God's people everywhere, today, throughout this season of Advent, and always. Amen.